It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Did you notice that I didn't put on a sweater today? Can you imagine what might be in this box? Not a sweater, but it's something like a sweater. I'll show you. A friend of mine made this for me. It's a vest, and I liked it so much, I wanted to show it to you right away. Isn't it beautiful? Making material like this is very interesting to see. My friend's name is Sehu Njai, and I asked him earlier today if I could bring you over to his workshop. And he said, sure. So why don't we go there right away and we can see how Sehu does his batik work. Yeah, come along. Hi, Sehu.
Oh, hi, Fred.
How do you think it looks?
Oh, it looks great.
Yeah, I think
it
so.
It looks very good, Fred.
I'd like you to know my television neighbor, Mr. Sehu Njai.
Hi, neighbor.
What are you working on here?
Well, I'm just finishing up this vest. As you see, I like making vests. Let me finish these last stitches, and I'll take you over to the studio and show you how the batiking is done.
Good. You're a fine sewer.
Wow. You want to see?
Yeah, that's a handsome one. That's beautiful, Sehu.
Thank you.
But I like the one that you've given me.
I like it too. Well, you want to come over and I'll show you what I do with the batiking over in the studio.
Sure.
Well, welcome to the studio, Fred.
Oh, you've got a great studio. Thank you.
I'm going to show you how I made this picture.
It looks like candles.
Yes, they're candles. And you see the flames and all the colors in it?
Uh-huh.
Well, you start out with white.
Piece of white material.
And in the end process, we're gonna end up with a piece just like this, almost like it.
Well, let me see how you do it.
Very good. In order to do that, I cut out a stencil.
Aha.
Of candle shapes.
That looks like the white part of the candle, huh?
That's right. And all that the wax does is it seals the fabric, and whatever is under the wax remains that color.
Oh.
In this case, it's white. You apply your wax into the open spaces, like this. And that seals the fabric.
Does that mean that everything that's under the wax is saved?
It's saved, and no colors will reach it.
Aha.
Now, here's my last candle. And after that, the wax cools off, and you take your stencil off.
Hmm.
And you have your candle shapes. Very similar.
Uh-huh.
Now, the next stage here is applying yellow color. We're using yellow because the flame of the candle is yellow.
Oh,
right?
So that'll be the yellow.
That'll be the yellow there. Shall we try that?
Sure. So now you're putting yellow color.
Yellow color.
Over the wax as well
over
as
over the wax areas.
Uh-huh.
But we don't worry too much about the wax areas because they're already shaped up.
Mm-hmm.
They will remain white.
Because white is underneath that wax.
White is underneath the wax. You have it, Fred. Then you set it out to dry.
Now, if you want to save some yellow, would you put wax on top of the yellow?
After it's dry, you put wax on top of the yellow in the shape of your flame.
Oh, I see.
Just like this.
So this one's already dried.
This one is already dry, and it's ready to go. So in this case, I put in my yellow flames, just like this.
You're saving the yellow.
I'm saving the yellow. And in the final picture, it'll be the flame.
Have you always liked to do things like this?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Ever since I was very little, I grew up helping my mother at her job.
Did she do?
Yes, she did fabric decorations for clothing.
Oh, I bet she was pleased that you liked what she was doing.
Yes, I turned out to be a great helper.
I bet.
Yeah. And the next thing we do here is to add red over this. And when I do that, these areas of yellow will remain yellow because they're under the wax.
Uh-huh.
And I keep adding colors until I end up with a piece like this.
So, let me see now. This is going to turn out to look like this?
Yes.
But how?
It's going to turn out, it's already the same thing, but we still have wax on top of this. You can feel it.
I do feel it, but how do you get that wax off?
In order to get the wax off, you have to boil it.
In water?
In hot water. Put it in the... I'll show you.
Could we see that?
Sure.
Good.
But before you get to the hot water stage...
Yeah?
You need these things.
Oh, protection.
Yes, you have to protect yourself. You wear gloves so that you don't get burned in the process. If you follow me...
Yes, sir.
I'll show you. It's hot water, it's boiling, and it's ready for this piece. You dip it in... I'm cooking for it. You let it stay long enough in the hot water so that the wax will start to melt.
Aha.
And pick it up.
Oh.
Keep going in and out to help it run off.
Isn't that fun?
It is fun. This is the fun part of it, because it's like magic.
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden, you get all these colors coming at you.
That you've saved.
Yes. Oh. Shall we compare?
Yeah, sure.
Yes, let's go.
There they are.
There they are.
And that's how
we got our candles.
Oh, yeah, but that's how you made all of these materials over here.
Yes. Yes.
They're just beautiful.
Thank you.
Here's one that looks like bowls.
They are.
Cereal bowls, huh?
Uh-huh.
Something good to eat in there. Oh, that's beautiful.
Colorful.
It's beautiful in any direction. And batik is the way you made my vest, isn't it?
Yes.
With wax and color.
That's right. That's right.
I really like this.
Now, I have something for you. Does this look familiar?
It looks very much like the vest.
It is. It's a remnant from the fabric that I used.
Oh.
To make your vest.
Is that fun to see that?
Yes. And you can keep that, Fred, and use it as a tie, bow tie, whatever. Ah, that looks good.
Oh, you're such a
very
generous
good
person.
Very good, Fred.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming. It's always a pleasure having you come over.
Well, I'm mighty proud to be your neighbor.
Thank you.
Thank you. I know you've got lots to do.
And yes.
I'll get back to my place, but I'll see you soon.
Bye, Fred.
Thank you, Sehu.
All right.
Sehu make beautiful things. I just like to look quietly at his work. He is such an artist. You find something different every time you look at it. Do you see a face in here? Huh, I do. Right over there. What are the things people could make from material like this? Scarves, drapes. Covers for pillows. Let's just have some make-believe while we're here. A trolley. Let's pretend that the trolley is taking some of this material to the neighborhood of make-believe. Remember last time they had fortune cookies there? And a fortune cookie man? Before we go, let's whisper neighborhood of make-believe. Could you do that? Okay, here we go, trolley, to the neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, hi, trolley. Oh, what's this? Batik? For me? To do what I want with it. Oh, thank you, trolley. Thank you very much. Oh, that's beautiful.
Handyman Negri, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
And the reason for your batik and pliers?
The trolley just gave it to me, sire.
To give to me?
Would you like to have it, King Friday?
I don't need it.
Well, I realize that, sire, but I just thought you might.
A king doesn't need anything. His subjects are to discern what he wants. Very colorful. And then give it to him.
Well, I would like to present this batik material to you, King Friday.
I accept it in a royal manner, with royal thanks.
I know you don't need it, but I do hope you'll enjoy it.
You may have a fortune cookie. Farewell.
Farewell. A fortune cookie.
Hi, Handy.
Oh, hi, Tuesday.
Daddy wants you to have a fortune cookie. He doesn't care about them.
Thanks a lot, but where are they?
Oh, I hid them over there so they'd be safe.
Oh, why doesn't he like them?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I think they're fun.
I think I'll see what mine says.
Okay.
Look for lots and lots of circles.
Circles. Oh, I wonder what that means.
Can you think of any circles close by?
Circles? Oh, there's one on Corny's factory. That wheel that goes round and round.
Good idea, Tuesday. I'll go over there and look for lots of circles.
Okay, see you later, Handy.
Okay.
Before you go, could I ask you one thing?
Sure.
Does it ever hurt your feelings when people don't seem to like what you give to them?
Of course it does. How about with you?
Me too.
Would you like to talk about it?
Yes, but not right now.
Well, anytime. I'm always handy.
That's for sure. Thanks, Handyman Negri.
Oh, and thank you for suggesting that wheel on the factory.
Oh, and I just thought of another circle.
You did? What's that?
Yes, Auntie Lady Elaine's museum go-round.
Good for you. You're a mighty helpful prince. I'll try them both.
Okay, bye, Handy.
Okay, bye. Look for lots and lots of circles. Well, I'll try Corny's factory first. Oh, Corny! Cornflake especially!
Why, Handyman Negri, what a pleasant surprise.
I'm looking for lots and lots of circles.
Circles? Well, do you want to blow some bubbles? That would be lots of circles. Mm-hmm. Here, I'll get some bubbles for you.
How did you do that?
Oh, I've got lots of things in my factory, Handy.
Oh, you're sure an impressive manufacturer.
I'm a man who manufactures, chairs. I'm a man who manufactures chairs and everywhere. I'm a man who manufactures.
You surely are.
Oh, look who's here.
Hello, Corny. Oh, hi, Handy.
Hey, Maggie.
Do you have time to come over to the museum go-round?
I surely do.
Good. We have something we want to show you.
Lots and lots of circles?
How did you know? Want to come with us, Corny?
Oh, thanks anyway, Mayor Maggie. I've got to get back to work.
Oh, I'll see you later there, great bubble maker.
Okay, Handy. See ya.
See
ya. Bye. You've got the best suggestions, Fortune Cookie Man.
He estado practicando este arte de los aros por mucho tiempo.
Handyman Negri, this is Fortune Cookie Man.
How do you do?
Encantado de conocerte.
What are you doing?
We're making lots and lots of circles.
Hula hooping. Fortune Cookie Man's the best there is. Let's show Handyman Negri, everybody.
Cookie. That's really some circles.
Lots of circles. Lots and lots of circles. Do you ever look for circles? You can find them in many different places. You can even make them with your fingers. Even my eyes are circles, aren't they? Take a close look. Let's give some food to the fish. The fish aren't circles, no. But their eyes might look like circles, and their mouths. You know, I was just thinking, Prince Tuesday seemed sort of sad when he was talking to Handyman Negri. I wonder if somebody didn't like something he gave. We'll think about that another time. There's somebody at the door. We'll see who that is. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
Delivery to you. Oh, I like your vest.
say who made it for me.
Of course, beautiful batik.
Yes.
Are you still interested in knowing how people make bagels?
I certainly am.
Well, I finally found the tape. There it is.
Oh, good. Do you have time to watch it with us?
I certainly do.
Let's show it on Picture Picture.
Alrighty.
Oh, I've wanted to see that for a long time, how people make bagels.
That's right.
We'll just look at that together.
When people make bagels, they use a big mixer like this one. This man starts by filling the bowl of the mixer with water that comes out of this little hose. Next, he adds malt to the water.
What's that?
Well, it's like molasses.
Oh. So he's putting the malt in the water now?
That's right. And now he measures some salt and yeast and some other things, and he puts them in the mixer.
Did you say salt and yeast?
Salt and yeast and some other things. Now here it goes. Into the mixer.
He knows exactly how much to add, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
What's this?
Well, this is flour. It's time to add the flour. So they cut open the bag. Put the flour in.
I mean, they're going to put the whole bag of flour in?
You see, they dump it right in.
Sure takes a lot of flour.
I'll say. And now the mixing begins. And slowly it will become bagel dough.
Now what's going to happen?
Well, you'll see in a moment, this man is going to cut off a piece of the dough. There, you see he's doing it?
Mm-hmm. But what's he going to do with it?
Well, he puts it into a dough divider. Well, it would go between two rollers that will flatten it.
That's what this is?
That's what this is. There it goes. Then a blade will cut it into smaller pieces. You see, there they go.
Mm-hmm.
And the blocks of dough travel down this conveyor belt into the forming machine.
Forming machine?
It forms the dough into a tube, you see? And then the tube of dough is wrapped around that pipe, and it becomes a circle, you see?
Oh, now it looks like a bagel. But it's just dough.
Just dough. The O's of dough are put on the trays, and the trays are put on big carts with shelves. When it's time for the bagels to be cooked, they're dumped into a big pot of very hot water.
Why do they do that?
Well, cooking them in hot water makes them shiny and crunchy on the outside and soft and chewy on the inside. When the bagels are finished cooking, they're put into this long bin that has a thin layer of water on it, and the water cools them. And now they're put into this big oven to be baked.
Baked, too? I didn't know that.
You learn something old every day.
That's for sure. Now they're baking?
They're baking. And when the bagels are all finished, the baker uses this flat board with a handle, and it's called a peel board, and he takes them out of the oven with the peel board.
A peel board.
That's right.
Lots of bagels.
Lots of bagels. And after they're cooled one more time, these women count them and put them in bags for people to buy and enjoy.
Do you like to eat bagels?
Oh, yes, I do.
What do you like to put on them?
Well, I like to toast it first and then put some honey on it.
Oh, that sounds good.
What about you?
I like to put peanut butter on mine. Your tape made me think how much I like bagels.
Well, I'm glad you like my deliveries. And remember, if there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's Delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you. Speedy delivery.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, you're welcome. I have more deliveries.
I'm sure you do.
And I'll see you around the neighborhood.
We sure like what you bring.
Well, thank you. Good day.
Good day to you. Speedy delivery to you. Doesn't Mr. McFeely bring a lot of joy to the places that he goes? It gives people a really good feeling to share what they have, especially when the person you're sharing it with really loves what you give. It's like they really love you. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We always have things that we want to talk about together, don't we? That's the way it is with friends. Sure, even television friends. I'll be back next time. Goodbye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.